Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you hear that, Katie? Can you hear it?
What?
It's the sound of knowledge being shared. This has been We're Cleverer. If you enjoy this podcast, then you should find more things that we do at Be More Cleverer on Twitter and Instagram. And you should probably rate us and review us on your generic podcast app, which is absolutely most definitely...
Five stars. iTunes.
Is it iTunes anymore? I don't know.
Why, hello there.
How are you? No, I'm not going to ask that. We have this pet hate of people at the start of podcasts ask how each other are when we know that you'll chat for half an hour or so before you actually start recording.
I actually did have to run here, and I just want to let you know that prior to this, I just wolfed down 2 chicken mayos from McDonald's.
2?
Yeah.
Not necessary?
Protein in it. I'm on the gains.
Oh, yeah. You look great for it, by the way.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Chicken mayo is working for you, girl.
I love those chicken mayos, girl. Yeah, so that's just what I've done. I feel like I could throw up at any minute, but I'm also ready to do this topic.
Let me stop you there, my darling.
Okay.
I would like to interrupt before we delve into your topic, because it's your turn this time.
Stealing my thunder? Not like you.
I'm actually not. I've got some knowledge for you before you get into the knowledge.
Oh, okay.
We've actually had some correspondence, Jackson.
From who?
Hello at bemoreclever.com is the way to get in touch with us, by
please
the way.
Please do.
So Fran has been in touch.
Hi, Fran.
Fran wanted to know a thing. And when you want to know stuff, who do you come to?
Obviously us.
I mean, definitely not us. But
definitely
yeah,
not us. But yeah.
And she says, hello, peeps. Peeps.
Peeps. Peeps. Hello, peeps.
I need this answering by a couple of experts. Here's one. I'm looking at another. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why does looking at the sun or a source of bright light cause me to sneeze? Thank you, Fran. So polite.
Thanks, Fran. And a good question. I'm going to start very quickly.
Okay. I've done the research on this, but okay. Let me take this one. I know nothing about it, but I am the man.
Sounds like
I will
me.
Be in charge.
No, this has never happened to me. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I am one of the affected.
Okay.
Shall I begin?
Yeah.
So it's called the photic sneeze reflex. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's P-O-P-H-O-T-I-C.
Okay.
And a few bits of research have been done on it over the years.
Right.
What we do know for sure is that it's genetic and it affects between 17 and 35% of us.
Oh. And,
which is a weird bracket. But there are numerous hypotheses on what the actual reasoning is.
Right.
And even Aristotle pondered upon it.
Can you
believe? He once commented in the nose section of his Book of Problems. He said, why does the heat of the sun provoke sneezing and not the heat of the fire? It's because it's to do with heat. It's to do with light. Aristotle. God.
Mad that he pondered it, though.
I know. So, like I said, there are a few different theories as to what it is after the research that's been done on it. But the most popular hypothesis seems to be that it's to do with something called the trigeminal nerve. Pronunciation maybe? Sure. Well, there's basically loads going on in the trigeminal nerve.
Yeah.
So there are 3 different branches going off it that are linked to the eyes, nasal cavity and jaw.
Aha.
And so it gets confused basically.
With the eyes.
And so you see that the light with your eyes and sneezing is linked to the nasal cavity. So the signals get confused. The nerve just gets stuff wrong. So bright light makes your pupils contract. And that signal could be mistakenly sent to your nose making you sneeze. So that's why it happens. And it's not just the sun. Any light can make it happen, as I know. If I need to sneeze, I will literally, I could look at any light. I could look at that artificial light. I could look at, yeah.
Interesting.
And it, yeah, it makes me go. So that's the photic sneeze reflex. Here's another fact. It's also known as the autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome, which is an acronym spells achoo.
No.
Yeah. Autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome. Achoo.
Achoo. And achoo to you.
Achoo to you. So there you go, Fran. There's good. Some information. I feel like I should do this. Do you remember that TV show where they go, how?
That's how for now.
How with Fred Dinage.
Yes.
Yes. And Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorders.
And a man. Another man.
And one generic man. We are Carol and the one you just said.
Fred Dinage.
Fred Dinage. Is he dead now?
Don't think so, hon. ITV local.
I hope not. Great. Hello at bemoreclever.com, is it?
Yes.
If you have any queries or quandaries.
Queries.
Queries or quandaries. Just get in touch. Just, you can do that. And we'll answer it. Let's be honest. Kate will answer it and I'll listen.
I'll do it. And then Jack will pretend he knows more about it than me, even though I'll have done all the research.
Which is true.
Usually
I was
how
like,
it works.
I'm not affected, so it doesn't exist. That's it. That's quite simple.
The limit does not exist.
The limit does not happen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Do, 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 do. You all right?
Yeah.
Do.
What are you doing? Do,
do, do. What do you reckon? What do you reckon I'm doing?
Are you doing, is it like the wedding song?
No, Katie, obviously I'm doing Morse code.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really been witness to Morse code since Eugene off of Big Brother.
Yeah, Katie, I'm going to talk to you and tell you everything I know about Morse code.
Right. Okay.
Yeah?
I know nothing.
I know, neither do I.
But at least I've heard of it.
Exactly.
Which
also,
is more than can be said for some topics you've done for me.
Well, yeah, some people I spoke to about this didn't know what it was.
Oh.
Never heard of it. So.
Including boyfriend?
Yeah. He was very much the one who was like, what's that? I don't
know. He's a bit of pretty, is he?
Yeah. Yeah. He's, yeah. So, let's get into some brief surmising, right?
Okay.
So, let me start with Samuel Morse, right?
Okay.
Alongside some other inventors, which we'll get to, they developed the telegraph in the 1830s and revolutionized long-distance communications forever.
Forever.
This is basically the start of that there internet.
Really?
Yeah.
We've done the internet before.
We've done the internet.
Shout out to the internet. Friend of the show.
This is like friend of the show. This is like in Pokemon where you get like a devolved version of the internet.
Ooh.
The telegraph. So basically the telegraph was
like
a system.
Like Charmander to Charizard.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, carry on.
The telegraph works by transmitting electrical signals over a wire laid between two receivers to stations, like we kind of joke about two plastic cups and a string, that kind of rubbish.
We joke about that all the time. Honestly, you can't stop us laughing about that. It's one of our favorites. Cracks me up. Crazy.
Anyway, because it was so lo-fi, the only thing that was transmitted between these two lines was a dot-dash signal system.
Right.
Because we hadn't quite... This is like the prelude to the phone.
Okay. This is like the prelude?
Famously the prelude.
Like the prelude.
Anyway, so, a quick bit of trivia. The letters SOS, do they mean something to you?
So when you hear me, darling, won't you hear me?
SOS.
Yeah. ABBA. Great.
ABBA.
They invented SOS.
As well as being lyrics from ABBA...
So ABBA invented SOS, and then Morse code took that and...
They stole it.
Yeah.
It's reductive.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, SOS is the internationally recognised signal of distress.
Save our...
No.
Oh.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Doesn't it? I thought it was like save our souls.
No. Nope.
I think Dad told me that.
The letters were chosen because they were the easiest to transmit in Morse code.
Oh.
S was three dots, and O is three dashes. So it was dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Oh my! I honestly thought it was like save our souls, or like save our skins, or something.
Nope.
There you go. That is interesting.
So the early 19th century, that's where we are. Two developments were made in the field of electricity, which was newly discovered, that meant that communication and transmissions could be made.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, the physicist Alessandro Volta invented the battery. Volta, voltage.
Volta.
Volta.
Revolting.
Revolting. So basically, as we know, a battery can store up energy and can distribute it portably.
Okay, and who was that again?
Alessandro.
Alessandro.
Volta.
Volta.
So
always thinking about that quiz at the end.
So Volta's made the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, a Danish physicist found out there was a connection between electricity and magnetism. So one affects the other.
Right.
We won't get more technical than that. But those two things happened. Let's fast forward to a British team of scientists in the 1830s, which was when the telegraph was invented. So we've hopped 30 years on.
Great.
Professor Cook and Professor Wheatstone developed a telegraph system with five magnetic needles that could be pointed to letters to make a message or a code.
Great.
And at the same time, our friend Samuel Morse of Morse Code worked to develop his own version of that, but it was simpler, basically. It was a simpler version. Anyway, he collaborated with professors on his side.
Right.
Galen Vale, don't worry about names.
Mm?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm always thinking about the quiz.
You've got to think about the quiz. So let's just give you those names very, very quickly.
Okay.
William Cook.
William Cook and Professor Wheatstone.
Professor Wheatstone from England.
Yeah.
Samuel Morse.
Yeah.
Leonard Gale and Alfred Vail. Leonard Gale?
Shut up.
And Alfred Vail.
No.
Absolutely
say
right.
Say those last two again, please.
Leonard Gale and Alfred Vail. Easy to remember, though. So we've got...
I don't know why that's really made me laugh. Oh, what a pair.
What
I'm
a
Gale
pair.
And he's Vale. And together...
we're Gale and Vale.
Gale and Vale. Sorry, carry on.
So, five professors, they've all worked together and they have developed the single telegraph system.
Yeah.
Transmitting signals on a line, on a wire, from one spot to another.
Yeah.
And here we are in 1830 with the telegraph. So you've got a way to communicate from one place to another. How do you get a message across? What do you use?
Don't want the boats anymore.
No. So
no.
Morse code.
No.
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 So Morse code was developed. The code assigned letters in the alphabet and numbers as sets of dots and dashes.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the frequency of their use. So I guess vowels quite frequent.
Sure.
Numbers kind of frequent.
X, less so.
Less so. Q, also less so. Yeah. So
good at letters.
The less used letters had a longer code.
Right.
So we've got a technology. We've got a system in place to use that technology.
Yeah.
What next? We need funding. So Morse and Vail and Leonard Gale received funding from the US government to set up and test their system between Washington and Baltimore.
But obviously, good morning, Baltimore.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Exactly.
And on May the 24th, 1844, Morse sent the historic first message. What hath God wrought?
Say that again for me.
What hath God wrought?
That's what he wanted to ask all that time.
Yep. That's all he wanted to know. Just wanted to send.
What's he even asking?
I'd love if he just sent a message being like, sorry, hun, it's not you, it's me.
What you doing?
What you up to?
I don't understand that question, though. What hath...
I think what he's saying, basically, is what have we got ourselves in for?
Don't know. You're not religious, are you? You abandoned God years ago.
Because if you think about this, Katie, they were literally using smoke signals, and now they're using sounds and frequencies that are... Like, imagine if you took your mobile phone to the Tudor times. Head fuck.
I'd be executed immediately.
Yeah,
she's
you'd
a witch.
Be a witch. Yeah. I mean, for many other
Shut
reasons.
Shut up. Carry
phone.
On.
Anyway, so this is huge. So I think they were like, we're playing God. We're doing something. We're communicating.
Yeah.
How is this? This must have blown
Very
people's
unethical,
minds.
In a way. It seemed, yeah.
It's
unethical.
It's unethical. People couldn't have. There was no way on earth people could have had conversations from long distances. This was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. So, that meant that very, very quickly, all the dick pics were sent.
Oh.
No.
Shut up.
It just meant that, so, this picked up, people were interested in chat and shit across cities and towns.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone was sending...
So, could everyone do it?
Sexting those dots and dashes.
Shut up, they weren't. Did everyone have a device... Like means by which to do it, because it sounds like quite advanced technology.
Yeah. So, well, this is the beauty of it. These telegraph systems spread across the world because it was quite simply two stations and a wire between it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you needed, and an electrical current.
Ah.
So, in Europe, in the later part of the 19th century, and that's where it took off, as well as America. And in 1866, the first permanent telegraph cable had been laid across the Atlantic Ocean.
Ah, big news.
Big news. It's hard to, like, we've kind of touched upon it, but it's hard to realize, like, how this would have meant the spread of information going everywhere, like how journalists used information, how messages of war were sent across, how this would have transformed the way that all of everything happened. Business was on.
Right.
And pieces of news could be exchanged very, very quickly. And also, this had a huge economic effect because money could be wired across. And that's where we get the term...
No, it isn't.
Wired.
Really?
If you wire me that money over, which I'm
You really
asking.
Mean Monzo.
Monzo is the telegraph.
Yeah.
That's where I leave our journey of Morse code and the telegraph.
Amazing. I feel like I learned some stuff.
A few little things there, a few little nuggets. Yeah. If you dig deep enough, you'll find something.
Yes. Sifted through the shit and got some gold in there.
Do you want a little quizzy?
Yes, I think so. There's so much in there.
There's a lot in there.
I'm really trying hard.
There's a lot to unpick, to dash and dot.
Yeah.
But let's dot the I's and cross the T's and do this quiz, shall we? Pause now.
Can we get on with it before it falls out of my brain?
Yep, sure. If you're around, if you're up for this,
if you're around, if you're about, it's Tuesday, maybe?
Yeah. If you can, pause this, get a pen, and write some stuff down. Maybe get your notes out on your phone.
Wait,
anyway.
You're very advanced, aren't you? You're such a modern man. Get your notes on your phone. Don't use pen and paper.
Question one.
Sure.
What? Stop looking at my answers.
I'm looking out the window. Where would you think your answers are?
Question one.
Yeah.
What two developments made the telegraph system possible?
SOS. No, that is... Telegram. No, telegraph.
Telegraph.
Yes.
That's the subject.
No, it's telegraph and... Two developments.
What two developments in the field of electricity made the telegraph system possible?
T- telegraph, and I was about to say electricity.
Nope. Two things made telegraph possible, and they were within electricity.
Telegraph and...
No. Telegraph couldn't make telegraph possible.
I'm so confused by this question.
So, two things were needed before the telegraph could become a thing. Two developments in science had to happen. There was an Italian scientist...
Volts.
And a Dutch...
Volts.
Scientists that developed two things that together could make the telegraph.
Oh, I already don't know.
So, Katie, you're saying you don't know?
No.
Then I'll tell you. Battery technology.
Oh.
Portable batteries.
Oh.
And magnetism, meaning that
I wouldn't have got
a field could be moved.
Okay.
Those two things work together to be able to make a frequency transmission.
Okay.
And that's what the telegraph
was. Brilliant.
Well
done, me. It's going well.
Right then, Katie. Next question. Name two of the five scientists
Galen
mentioned
Vale.
Responsible for the development of the telegraph.
Galen Vale.
Correct. 1 point. Where did the first telegraph message get sent between? Which two places?
Washington and yep. Baltimore.
Correct.
In 1844.
Correct. Well done. No Thanks. Bonus points, but Ugh. Correct.
Idiot.
But what was that first message? What did it say?
Oh, the thing about God. Yep. I can't... Why had God wrath?
I'm going to give you that.
What was it?
It was, what hath God wrought?
What? Basically the same.
I get what you're saying.
I really
saying.
Tried to understand it as well.
You made a biblical reference, so I get it. And finally, what year was a line successfully laid across the Atlantic Ocean?
1866.
Correct.
Yay.
100 years before we won the World Cup.
Good at years and stuff.
And this is a bonus question.
Oh.
It's not on my list.
Oh.
But SOS, mm-hmm. Why were those letters chosen?
Because they were the simplest to understand.
Correct. Correct.
Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Great.
Knowledge.
See, knowledge.
I'm not good at batteries, but I'm good at the other stuff.
Great. No, I'll take that. I'll
really
take that.
I took the rest of it in.
Katie, that's the telegraph. A curveball one, but I think important in the scheme of history.
Yeah, in the scheme of history.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that these phones...
So it's easy to forget so much stuff as I've just proven.
No, I think it's mad that that now... I find it mad that that is the equivalent of our phone now.
Can we just, like, Morse code instead?
Fine.
You would hate it.
I'll just Morse code you lots of insults. Wait, Katie, you're such a dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot.
Shut up, Eugene.
That was a good episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
So good.
You should rate us yeah. 5 stars.
Brilliant. 5 stars, please.
It's you can do it on your generic podcast app. It's very important that you do that. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer. If you've got something to say, ask us literally anything. hello@bemoreclevera.com and we can fulfil your deepest, darkest knowledge fantasies.
Jack will do that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.